Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. It's 421. Stefan is on the phone. Stefan is attorney. It's Stefan Blandin, the founding partner in Romanucci and Blandin LLC. How are you today?
Lisa, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was intrigued by this story because I know Union, Illinois pretty well. I have a kid who was into trains. We were always at the most famous landmark in that town, and that is the Illinois Railway Museum. And then I started reading the story about Dana Harper. And are you the person that represents her in this case?
Right. We represent Dana and 16 other individuals as a result of the dumping that took place in Union, Illinois.
So there's about 500 people that live in that town, and Dana is suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or some type of lymphoma, correct?
And right.
And then, you know, she starts talking to other people and realizes that there's so many people who have been sick with cancer. And then you start thinking, what caused this? And she believes it's due to two plants that were in that area that did a lot of dumping. So pick up the story from there.
Sure. So Dana lives on a residential street that abuts a school, Evergreen School, and there are two factories on either side of the school. One was a company called Tech Alloy. It's now called Central Wire. And on the other side of the school was a company called Fibrotech. And the EPA investigated both of these companies and found that they were dumping large quantities of trichloroethylene, commonly known as TCE. It's a metal, it's a degreaser used to clean metal. And they were dumping it into the ground for decades, literally 2.5 decades. Thousands of gallons wound up into the ground contaminating the soil. And Dana has a condition called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a condition that's caused by trichloroethylene. And the problem with it is not only can you breathe it, but it gets into the soil and then comes up around your house and in the cracks of your basement or through your sump pump in a vapor. And over time, it can cause cancer, especially if you're a young person like she was when she lived there.
Or any of the kids that were attending that school. This is the stuff that movies are made of. We've seen this break in different towns all over the country. Are both of these businesses still doing business in Union, Illinois?
So the one company, Fibrotech, has closed. However, they have a number of facilities doing the same thing around the country. And the other company, Central Wire, is still in business, and they've been doing the exact same thing for the last 50 years. And they're still a going concern.
So as a part of this lawsuit, you found someone who worked for them that admits this was his job. He was dumping some of these chemicals?
Right. So I think the individual that you're referring to is, in fact, what he did is he gave deposition testimony. He was the person that was responsible for cleaning it up. And through his investigation, he realized that over the decades, they had dumped hundreds of thousands of gallons of TCE in their backyard. And the EPA got involved in the process, and it's been 30 years of cleanup. And the projection is that it will take more than 30 more years to clean it up.
And is he sick?
Unfortunately, he has three forms of cancer, all of which are associated with TCE.
It's so unfortunate that this happens and we don't find out for 30 or 40 years later. It takes an additional 30 years to clean up because I think it's more prevalent than what most of us would want to worry about. So what happens now? Is the case still being heard or what is happening?
Right. So the case was recently transferred from federal court back to state court in McHenry County. And what we are most interested in is the school, Evergreen School. As you mentioned, it was a grammar school that was open for decades. And we know there was TCE that was measured on the in monitoring wells on the school property. Unfortunately, the school made a decision to reopen, and there are still kids there today, and they've not done any monitoring. Since it's such a small town, many of these kids have moved away. What we want to know is, whether or not there is TCE that is still in the ground in that school and contaminating that school. So we are calling on the school board to do monitoring, to do testing, to determine whether those kids are still at risk.
And if they are at risk because of what those companies did, they should be paying for it, right? Because that's a big burden to put on a school district when it's such a small school district.
There's absolutely no question that the company should pay to do the testing. And in our case, as we have found out, there were decades of cover-up that took place where they purposely did not warn the residents. Dana lived literally next door to the school across from the factory, and for decades the factory knew what was taking place and they didn't warn or tell anybody so they could take action to protect themselves.
And so other people in that neighborhood who were also sickened by this have also joined in on this suit. Those are the 16 other people?
Right. So we represent 16 individuals as a result of this, just through word of mouth. Dana and her family have said that there are 30 families on their block alone over the years that have developed various forms of cancer. And these are just the people that we know about through word of mouth. And this has been taking place from 1960 through 1985, and these cancers are manifesting themselves now.
And if somebody knows something about that or has something to contribute or wants to be a part of that, should they reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. We are requesting that individuals who worked at Tech Alloy or FiberTech who had information or who've been affected by this, that they reach out and contact us so that they can help us in the process.
This is Attorney Stephan Blandon. And Stephan, people are texting asking, is there any indication that it infected the groundwater?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question that the groundwater was contaminated. And that's what we're saying, is it's been 30 years in the past and 30 years in the future. The plume of groundwater that was affected is over a mile long, and there are monitoring wells that are in place. There's an aeration system in place, but they've taken half measures to clean this up, and that's why it's taking so long.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you.
Hope you'll keep us up to date on how that all works out. Coming up, Steve's got your news on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.